Good afternoon, Outliers. I had one of those realizations, I guess it was yesterday. I don't actually have to wear headphones. funny story. I used to wear this big, like, sports broadcaster type headphone, like e-streamer type headphones, where it was, you know, the big cups and then the mouthpiece that came off to the side. The audio quality was great, probably better than this, right? It was analog and it had a real warm, rich tone to it. And my publicist at the time, when I was going on TV and doing interviews and stuff, she was like, ditch the headphones, you look stupid. And I'm like, I like the headphones. So maybe she had a point. Either way, good afternoon, Donna. Good to see you. Good afternoon, Watch Channel. Good afternoon, Jean-Louis. It's going to be a quickie today because the market is not doing a whole lot, but let's at least take a look at it. I'm really proud of you guys who are showing up consistently. That is so important. Even if we're not making trades, just showing up with consistency and discipline, being ready to do something, being ready to act when the signal occurs. That is such a huge strength that most people undervalue, right? Most people, they just, you know, they get excited, especially like people who have just recently purchased Outlier, right? You're super excited, ready to start trading. And then to have somebody tell you, you know what, the best trade right now is just sitting on cash. That's frustrating. But at the same time, you've got to have that consistency and discipline, because there's going to be a day where everybody else is out not paying attention and you're right there making the big bucks. Brian's here. He's making a new habit. Very cool. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, full disclosure, I am a partner with Outlier. And this is my style of trading using Outlier, but Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So let's start with the market. Let's let the market tell us which direction it's going. And it's going exactly to plan. Like Mark, one of the co-founders, he reached out to me. He texted me yesterday and he's like, how did you know? How did you know? How did you perfectly call that bottom right there? And I said, well, I can't predict the future, but I can read a chart. Coming into that order block right there, I expected a bounce, and that's exactly what we got. Having resistance right here at this 50 moving average, 50 period moving average, that's exactly what we've got. Will it hold? I'm not sure, because we just built a new order block on this candle right here. Now, this wasn't here yesterday. Order blocks take a few days to materialize, but you can see here that we have a new order block. So there might be a little bit of ping pong in this area. There might be. So I might have to adjust my prediction. In fact, let's do that. So far, nailing the prediction. I'm going to do this. More time going sideways here. More time going sideways here. Hang on. I need a new polyline. Here. About out here. What is that? May 9th. Gives it about 2 weeks. No, maybe not that long. Let's say there and then down. All right. That's Chris's adjusted prediction. I could be totally wrong. But that's what I'm seeing on the chart right now. We've got an order block right here that could get in the way. We've got another order block right here that could get in the way. But I don't think that we are going to overcome and come back bullish. Now, let me adjust this slightly, because I do feel like there's going to be some entrapment going on. I do feel that it might crest over this area. We might see some real close tightening of these moving averages, and then the bottom falls out. That's my prediction right now. And that should resemble a lot like what we saw, like about right here, right? This is back last, just in August, where we had a sell-off, bounced back up, moving averages tightened up really close, and then another sell-off happened. That's kind of my analog that I'm going off of. That wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. It would be just enough to get people drawn back into the market, only for the tie to get pulled out. Randy says, cash is a position. Finally. Absolutely, Randy. And I wish more people understood that one absolutely super easy trade to make is holding cash when the market is not cooperating. But let's take a look at the next step right now, which is to look at the outlier data. And the last couple of days, we haven't played any new trades or placed any new trades because we haven't had any with the downtrend overlays. And that again happens today. We only have one on the bear list today, and that's NEM. You can see we have 30 on the bull list today, but one on the bear list. So I'm not looking for the bull list day or bull list today because of the market still trending downward. So we can take a look at NEM, but I definitely won't be trading it. NEM. Yeah, see, it's already pushing higher. Right, you've got the 10 over the 20, prices over the 50, coming into earnings as well. So I wouldn't be really.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really interested in it. Nate asked about earnings. Let me log into Tastyworks and I'll explain how to trade around earnings. Really good question. It was in the Discord. Let me log into this so we can do a live example. All right, loading up right now. So my style of trading around earnings is this. Is the trade already profitable? Right? If no, take it off. There's no point in holding a trade that's not already profitable into earnings, right? You could be risking even more. And what I do every day is reduce my risk. Number one, reduce risk. Number two, does the expected move break the trend line? I generally follow the 10-period moving average. And if no, if it's already profitable and the expected move doesn't break anything, then you can hold through earnings. So let's take a look at NEM. What is the expected move, Chris? Where'd you get that idea from? Well, let's take a look here. The expected move is taking the at-the-money call price, so buying it, at-the-money put price, buying it, right? That's on NEM. This is on the closest expiration to earnings, right? Not out in January of next year, but the closest to expiration at earnings. And there may even be weeklies. Let's see. Where is it at? All expirations. Oh, yeah, there are weeklies. Okay. Let me clear that order. Here. Closest expiration to earnings. So, 86 cents for the call, 78 cents for the put. Now you add those two together, get you $1.60, right? And you take your $1.60 and multiply it by 0.85. $1.36. So $1.36 means from the current price, $1.36 up and $1.36 down. And I'm just going to make these where the background's not in our way. Now you can see that if it went down $1.36, that absolutely takes out the 10 and it takes out the 20 EMA. I would not hold this into earnings. But let's say, for example, it was here where earnings were happening. Okay. You can see it would not take out the 10 or the 20 or anything else. Does that make sense? Right. If it took out the 10 period moving average, then I would absolutely 100% close without hesitation. If it would not take out the 10 period moving average, then I'm interested, but only if I'm already profitable. And if I had bought it down here and watched it go up, then I probably was profitable in that case. So that is how you calculate the expected move for earnings. There are different strategies around that. I've mentioned this many times. You've probably heard me say it ad nauseum. I used to trade iron condors around earnings, where I would sell the calls and puts. So a call spread and a put spread. So it would be something like maybe like the 20 delta. And let's say I do $5 wide. So 45, 50. And then the 20 delta over here. 37. And 32. There we go. So I would be risking 45 cents. The most I could make on the trade is 45 cents. What I would be risking is the $5 spread minus 45 cents. So 5 minus .45. So I'd be risking $4.55 to make 45 cents. Do you see how that math is not awesome, right? I'm risking 10 times as much, 10 times as much as I could make if the trade were to work out. That is why I don't play those anymore. You couldn't get me to do that with a stick. Okay, funny story. Last night, my wife and I were watching Outlander, and one of the characters, Jamie, needs to punish his wife. Okay, granted, different culture, different time. So he gets a belt and he's giving her spankings. So I get my belt out and I'm just playing with my wife like I'm gonna spank her. I didn't actually do it. Don't report me for spousal abuse. But you couldn't spank me to get me to take this trade. There's no way, because I've been spanked enough by losing enough money and risking 10 times as much as I can earn to realize that's a pretty shit trade and I'm definitely not gonna be doing it again. So that is going to cover it for today. I hope that was useful. I hope that was interesting. And I hope to see you right back here tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Maybe we'll have something to trade tomorrow. Talk soon.